Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I want to come and say good evening to all of our listening audience. We are on a delayed base with our Facebook. It will be up. We are streaming live, but it's going to Sister Sheila's account instead of coming to live on our dashboard. We have contacted Facebook about these technical issues, and they are working on them. So this is why I made a report, and I put it out early this morning to go to www.livedeliverance.com, or you can also call in Blog Talk Radio at area code 646-378-1857. Later on in this broadcast, Dr. W.D. McNaggett has challenged Chaplain John Durden, as in tongues have ceased. This is a biblical theological misunderstanding by error in the format of the pillars, the foundation of great nothings, the educated enemies of God. They're called great nothings. And when you're under a great nothing, you ain't going to learn nothing. And this is a very important ministry to people. And I think the Lord, I've lost weight. God has blessed me to give me the wisdom to lose weight. And I've dropped like 10, 15 pounds. I'm going to try to get down to 180 by faith. Amen. Let's pray. We got a lot to cover this evening. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. How God has anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, and who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Holy Spirit, use me as your oracle. Allow the power of God to penetrate the hearer. We bind every satanic force in the name of Jesus against this deliverance. We come up against all principalities, every demonic prince, host, subject, and small-ranking spirits. We send them back to the sender. Lord, we thank you that we intercede as we do this for Ukraine. I come up against the demonic spirit of war. I speak a death curse on the President Putin. I speak a death curse on Putin. I invoke, based on 2 Kings 2:23, 24, 25, 26, I speak against Russia and its evil, and we ask that this war be over with and ended. And we thank you for the Ukraine victory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Every last one of us should have Ukrainians in our heart. It's brutal, savagery. It's ungodly. I've never thought that I would see anything in my life. These atrocities to an independent nation that really bothers nobody. And we got them in prayer. Amen. Okay, now we're going to be dealing with some deep stuff with deliverance now, because there are so many people have called in. And I have to do a basic teaching, if those don't mind. Some of you who are familiar with me know that I will do some basic teaching. You have to teach people. I got a lot of people listening to me. And those heavyweights, just hang in there, because some people are new and they need to get some word in them in order for you to be more fulfilled. See, when demons leave you, you got to fill up your body. And you got to fill them up by reading the word. Amen. All right. Everyone should cast out devils. This is nothing new. In the movies of exorcisms and Hollywood producers that make money off exorcism, and the word exorcism has made over, what, $223 million per movie since the beginning of this thing, started in the 70s. But exorcism has been around for many, many years, even before Christ. In Mark 16:17, "And these signs shall follow them that believe." It does not say, "And these signs shall follow them that has degrees." And it says, "And these signs shall follow them that believe." Now, I asked the Lord, how can I get this out where people can understand? You have to see deliverance operate. Some of you are new, will see as I command, not me, but the voice in me command the demon out. It's done by faith. In Matthew 4:19, and he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishermen of men. Most Christians are pastors who are Christians, never engaged in the ministry of deliverance, therefore leading so many people with neglect, and they have problems throughout their life because they have no exit strategy for the demons. Most of your theologians who are listening right now don't even believe in demons and casting them out. Dr. C.D. McNugget told me and Brother John the other day that demons are gone and tongues have ceased. It's a lot of misfortune, I'm sorry to say, but so much spirit of error out here. In Mark 9:38, and John answered him, saying, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and he followed not us, and we forbid him because he followed not us. In Mark 9:39, but Jesus said, forbid him not, for there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. Casting out demons is a miracle ministry. It is under 1 Corinthians 12:28, the miracle ministry of miracles. And God has given all of us this ministry. We have to learn how to apply it, and your pastor has to, you have to see it. O Theophilus, how Jesus began to both do and teach, Acts 1:1. It has to be seen. And if a person can see it and hear it, they're going to understand that you are dealing with two kingdoms. You are dealing with two kingdoms. Matthew 12:26 and 12:28, you're in either two kingdoms. Why preachers are not doing this? Anointed teachings moves out demons. Sound Bible teaching expose the enemy. It is light brought against the kingdom of darkness when you teach the ministry of deliverance. Jesus stirred up demons to a demonstration pitch, while that of other teachers posed no threat to them. Likewise, demons are not threatened by the teaching and preaching that goes on in some churches. Today, a watered-down social gospel is not enough for demons. They eat that up. And this is why, again, you don't see deliverance. Jesse Duplantis, you ain't going to see him cast out no demons. You can't fake this. T.T. Jakes, he doesn't cast out demons. He's an inspiration. Leroy Thompson is pitiful. He just wants your money. He don't have no signs, no gifts. Leroy Thompson. Joel Osteen, he don't cast out demons. He's too busy fellowshipping and kicking it with rock concerts and hanging around with unsaved folks. This is why you don't see it. The both front pastors on TBN and spend millions of dollars broadcasting the gospel. Never saw anything in my life like this. In 2003, Derek Prince was interviewed on TBN, Christian Broadcast Network. That was it. But you're not going to see it. Why? The devil does not want you to know that you have this authority. In some churches today, a watered-down social gospel is most often to people and their sons and their own sons, and so just go down from generation to generation to generation. Your mama been in that Baptist church. You've been in that old Baptist church. Let me give you an example for me. I was Roman Catholic. I had some serious demons because I was praying to Mary. You can't, if you're Roman Catholic, you can, thank you. There are four Catholics here who's converted to Christianity. Your days of praying with Mary is over. There's no such thing as Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother God, pray for our sins now and at the hour of death. Amen. That's not in the Bible. God does not require us to pray to nobody but his son. However, strong anointing, authoritative teaching spoken in faith causes every demon present to tremble. Demons are well aware of the danger they face when persons in presence who can discern them and cast them out and have faith to cast them out. We have faith. So tonight, we're all going to believe and come together, and we're going to use our faith in Christ to cast out. Now, the sad thing about it is that I noticed that a lot of Christians, the reason why they don't see it is because it's not even taught. I had a lady call me. She said, I've never heard these scriptures before in my life. She called me earlier, and as I was studying, I just gave her some scriptures, just basics. Jesus ordained 12 to cast out devils. The lady didn't even know that. She said, I never heard that in my life. I said, what church you go to? A Methodist. See, all that stuff, man, messes people up. Even denominational or non-denominational churches, you'll see them speak in tongues. You'll see them have wonderful praise worship, good teaching, a nice, warm, educated, middle-class people every Sunday, which is the wrong day. Every wrong day, you're trying to worship God. Every wrong. I'm a Sabbath keeper. Jesus never cast out demons on no Sunday. You can't even show it to me in the Bible. As I said this to her, the Lord told me, if she doesn't know this, imagine many people who are listening. So I want all of you to know that the 12 disciples had the authority to cast out demons. When Jesus began his ministry, he sent them out to preach, teach, and cast out. Mark 3:15. Preach, cast out demons, and heal the sick. We don't see that in the church. He did it to the 70 in Luke chapter 10, 1 through 17. He talks about it with the Great Commission before he left. And even with this Great Commission, there was a very powerful, 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 powerful scripture at the end that people mostly miss. And if you are in any ministry, whether you're playing the piano, singing, or whatever you're doing, there should be anointing with you. The Lord should be able to work with you, and you should see the signs. But today we don't see signs. But the Bible tells us that the Lord was working with these men. Now, it says that in Mark chapter 16, verse 19, so then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and set on the right hand of God, Acts 1:2. And they went forth and preached everywhere. Watch this now. The Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. The signs that will be followed tonight will be word of knowledge. The signs that will be followed tonight will be discernment of the Holy Spirit by the Holy Ghost. Philip, the evangelist, cast out demons. So if you're an evangelist, you're supposed to cast out demons, although we have one called herself an evangelist, one need to bind them. See, when these people start getting popular and that fame start getting them, the anointing of their teaching just drops. All of them. The devil know how to trap folks. Just give them money. That'll mess them up. Won't mess me up because I'm not in this for money. Paul also cast out demons in Acts 19:13 with the son of Sceva. So if you really don't know what you're doing, I advise that you stay out. If you'd like to study Acts 19, that shows you where the demons jumped up on a man and beat the man. When you don't have no authority, don't deal with this ministry. Paul did it again to cast out the spirit of divination in Acts 16:16. And it came to pass as he went to prayer, and the spirit of divination was getting on his nerves. He got tired of it. It was hindering him. This spirit or any spirit that can hinder you can cause problems with your life. So Paul just took care of it real quickly. But some people don't know how to do that, so I'm going to teach you how to do that tonight. In Acts 16:16, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. And Paul dealt with it. He said, shut up in the name of Jesus. He stopped it. The deliverance ministry of Jesus is why preachers are not doing it. Why are they not doing it? Because they don't want to fight. It takes time when dealing with human beings with this. It takes long hours. This is why we are doing more of self-deliverance and mass deliverance, because I'm 60 years old. I started doing this when I was 45. And it's a lot of time, a lot of work, and it's not easy. In Acts 16:17, the same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us thy way of salvation." They know salvation, but they don't want you to know salvation. Now, this spirit was speaking to a possessed woman, but she understood salvation. Demons do not want you to understand salvation. In Acts 16, "And did she many but days, but Paul was being grieved. It grieved his spirit, and he dealt with it." Now, in this concept of the ministry of deliverance, there are principalities, there are powers, there are rulers of darkness, there are spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, that's like what's going on in Russia. That's a spiritual wickedness in a high place. It's in the atmosphere. It's causing two nations to collide. It's causing an anti-Christ nation, Russia, to collide with a Christian nation. And the forces of darkness is using Vladimir Putin and Russia. And the poor, ordinary Russian Christian, a person that there, don't even have a clue of what's going on. So in order for us to change these things, we have to pull down principalities. You need to study Romans 8:38 for principalities, Colossians 1:16, Colossians 2:10 and 2:15. The ministry of healing and the deliverance is also interwoven. It's knitted together. Jesus did healing and deliverance. Some of you are going to need some emotional healing tonight, and God can heal that. Some of you have been traumatized tonight. God can heal that. There's nothing that God can't heal. In Acts 26:18, it says, "To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light." That's what the deliverance ministry does. It opens your eyes to teach you spiritual warfare. No one likes to engage in spiritual warfare. But here, as a pastor, it's my job to teach spiritual warfare and to teach deliverance so that people can get free from these evil entities that wish to dwell in the human body. To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness and sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith which is in me. It's very difficult to reach sanctification when you have a demonic spirit in you. It's not going to allow you to become sanctified because it does not like sanctification. The Bible says that Jesus himself has endorsed this ministry in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. See, this is the problem. There's no power in the church. You have a lot of entertainment, but no power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. See, the oppressed, that's where deliverance come in at. Jesus had authority over demons, and so do you. Luke 9:1, Matthew 10:1-8. Jesus' authority was challenged by the Pharisees concerning deliverance. Mark 11:24. And demons know Jesus, but they don't want you to know him. And he healed many that were sick of divers disease and cast out many devils and suffered not the devils to speak because they knew him. See, they don't want you to know him, and they definitely don't want you to know about this ministry. If they can keep you away from me, some of you falling asleep right now, as a spirit of slumber, go away from these people in the name of Jesus. Some of you, your mind, you're thinking about someone I'm talking, mind erasing spirit. There's a lot going on when you're teaching, believe me. James 2:19, "Thou dost well." There's one God. "Thou dost well. The devil also believe and tremble." The devil know who Jesus is. Scripture teaches that no true believer who is indwelled by the Spirit can be demon-possessed. Let me explain this here, too. How can a child of God, you say, have a demon in them in the Spirit of Christ? What light and dark does dwell. There was a hole in the wall in Ezekiel. There was a hole in the wall. And he seen creeping things in there. And those are the abominable things in the temple of God. Jesus drove out people who were selling and trying to make money. He drove them out. That was an open deliverance. He was getting rid of all the evil out of the church. And the church has a lot of evil today, and we have to get rid of it. But a Christian cannot be possessed by a devil. They can be oppressed. Scriptures teaches that no true believer who is indwelled by the Spirit can be demon-possessed. The spirit and the demon can never live in the same body. Now, that's what they're saying, but yes, they can. They live in your mind, your thoughts. They cannot go into the Spirit of God that's quickening you. They can't do that. But your soul, your flesh, that's where they go at. Also notice that I would like to say this, if you please turn to Luke chapter 13, 11, and 12. Okay. Now, let's go to Luke 13, 10. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sunday. No, it didn't say that. It said on the Sabbath. Why is it that Christians cannot accept the Sabbath? Why is it that Christians don't even want to do deliverance on a Saturday? When me and Sister Durden do deliverance, we get 6:30 on Friday evening. That's Shabbat starts. The anointing is always there. Why we have to change it to Sunday, though? That comes from Constantine, the Pope, making an agreement with the Druids, and they moved Saturday to Sunday, and gave the Druids All Hallow Eve. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift her up. There are people today that's bound in churches. And Jesus said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmities. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. These things can happen to us today if we believe. Now, the problem is that the natural man does not understand the things of the Spirit. And some of you theologians who are listening deal with this in the natural. This is why you can't operate in the Spirit. But the Pharisees said, he cast out devils through the prince of devils. Mark 9:34. You cannot cast out devils through the prince of devils if you're part of the kingdom of God. Now, why God put that in there? Because there are counterfeit pastors that could tell you that deliverance is not real. Oh, there are pastors who don't even believe in this ministry. What made Jesus famous throughout his ministry? It was casting out of demons. Study Mark 1:26-27. Study Matthew 9:26, Matthew 9:31, Luke 4:14, and Luke 4:37. Amen. Now, Satan is the accuser of the brethren, and demons assist to accuse you through condemnation. One of the primary emphases in Mark's gospel is Jesus' overriding concern to defeat Satan and his demonic powers. Why did Jesus have to do this? So that you can get free tonight. I'm not the one that's casting out no demon. It's the name of Jesus that's doing this. What can demons do? Demons can be violent. Matthew 8:28. They can shout. Matthew 8:29. They must live in a person or an animal. Matthew 8:3. Animals don't want demons living with them. That's why they died. They ran the pig. They didn't want that in them. They got more sense than we do. And yet we're supposed to be a higher intelligence than they do. People are afraid of the work of the ministry of deliverance. People don't want to labor in these big churches. This is why they don't do it. Demons are also referred to in the Old Testament in Leviticus chapter 17:7, also in Deuteronomy 32:17, and in Psalms 106:36-37. Some of the people in 1,900 years ago, they realized that the reality of demons practiced some form of exorcism even before Christ. This is why they never saw Jesus doing it in a manner the way he did it. He did it in a way that he outdid everybody else because he had the authority over them. Okay? Jesus has to have the authority, and you have to believe that he has the authority. Exorcism is described as an open clash of two spiritual kingdoms, the kingdom of God versus the kingdom of the devil. I want you to remember that. Amen. There in strengths of demons, notice that Jesus made a distinction between spirits. This can indicate that some demons are stronger and more determined than others. And we have found this to be certainly true. Demons are personalities that like to enter human beings. Just as some people have stronger wills than others, so it is also of demons. We are commissioned to wrestle against Satan's hosts. And most wrestling contestants are not one in the flesh. You cannot do this in the flesh. You can't do it in anger. You got to do it in love. Putting pressure on the enemy until he's conquered. Well, we can't put pressure unless we understand how to put pressure. Amen. In Luke 11:23, he that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth also. I really believe that you can scatter Christians by not teaching them this ministry. I really believe that so many people have been in churches for many years and they haven't changed. They couldn't change. Well, I'm the same. And then they go to another church. They're really looking to get free from spirits that's tormenting them. And it's sad. You know, I deal with this every day. And it is sad to see so many people don't even know this minister of deliverance. All right. So let's get ready. And I got some information to give out with certain spirits that we may be dealing with tonight. What is a Martha spirit? Who is Martha? Martha's biblical figure described in the gospel of Luke and John together with siblings Lazarus and Mary. She describes as living in the village of Bethany near Jerusalem. She was witnesses to Jesus' resurrection and her brother Lazarus. Now it came to pass as they went, he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him unto her. And he said, call Mary also, sit at Jesus' feet, and hear his words. But Martha was too much busy serving and moving around and doing things for him. And he came to the Lord, says, Martha. And he's trying to get her attention. A Martha spirit is a person that performs in the church and really not hearing the word of God, but doing a lot of performance. If you have that spirit out here tonight, please, please get rid of it. How demons enter? One of the most common entrances of demons is through channeling of spirits. Now, you have to understand, brothers and sisters, I don't know who's out here. So I have to cover a lot when I'm dealing with deliverance. So whom much is given, much is required. And I definitely don't want to be teaching something that people don't understand what they're dealing with. If you are born and saved tonight, you can receive deliverance. This is the children's bread. It is for a born-again believer. You have to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen. You can't do this if you're not born again. If you've been involved with astral projection, Ouija boards, Bloody Mary, table lifting, magic eight balls, spells and curses, mental telepathy, automatic handwriting, tarot and spirit guides, fortune telling, divination, tarot cards, Leviathan magic, witchcraft, sorcery, Satanism, palm reading, astrology, horoscopes, hypnosis, seances, black or white magic, Dungeons and Dragons, butt plaques of cutting yourself, going into rooms, calling Bloody Mary three times on Friday at 12 midnight to 3 in the morning to see a demon. People doing this stuff. You have to leave this alone. Object worship, the crystal balls, good luck charms. I had a sister call me. I can't give the name and state. I have to protect her identity. But she said, Pastor, I got rid of this Ouija board, and I threw it away. It came back. I told her, you have to burn it. You have to burn it. So if any Christian have been assigned and opened up out of ignorance with a Ouija board, it's going to come back to you. You have to burn it. Sexual spirits, martial arts, superstition, New Age, masonry, secret cults. Now, if you're in a mason, secret cults, you can't get no deliverance because you got to get that renounced. No, you can't be no mason brother coming up in here talking about your brother with Christ. Secret organizations against God. Universal of Sanyan Moon, Royal Master, Silver Mind Control, Transcendental Meditation, Yoga, Hare Krishna, Buddhism, Native American Spirit Worship, Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, including Zen Zen, and Black Muslims. Negative thoughts and emotions operate through people. So some of you tonight, we're going to be dealing with bitterness, rebellion, strife, control, retaliation, accusation, rejection, insecurity, jealousy, withdrawal, escape, depression, heaviness, worriedness, nervousness, sensitivity, mental illness, and schizophrenia. Paranoia, confusion, self-deception, mind-binding. We're going to deal with all that tonight. So I'm just want to get a list so that everybody know what's going on. Amen? Just trying to pep you up before we start this deliverance. Tactics for speaking to demons. Address the spirit by name if you're learning this. And if that is not enough, address by function. Either the Holy Spirit will give it or the demon will reveal himself. Do not rely on either methods. Be open to the Holy Spirit when you're doing a deliverance. Repeatedly remind these spirits that your authority is given to you by Jesus Christ, who is far above all rule and authority. If you're dealing with evil spirits and you're getting angry and taking it personal and leaving out Christ, you're opening up yourself to an attack. Remind them of their faith in Revelation 20:10 and other places in scriptures. Use the statement that the Lord Jesus Christ rebuked you repeatedly as a battering ram. See Jude 1:9. It is helpful to harass the demons to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And we're going to do that tonight. Ruling demons often can be bridge for more demons. Once the ruling demon is broken down, then you can open up the door for lesser demons to leave you. At times, you will command the ruling demon to go and then clean out the lesser demons under him. If that does not work, reverse the tactics and it will work. Bind and separate interfering spirits as God leads. There is no need to shout at demons since the battle is not in the flesh but in the spirit. While many deliverances involve physical manifestations, not all demons react in the manner. Some demons leave quietly and nonviolently. You may not have a strong physical reaction when receiving deliverance. Therefore, don't be disappointed if you don't receive deliverance real quick. It will come. You will get it. What you should expect is a release. You should know the release when one oppression feels that it has disappeared from your life. After tonight, you'll feel a heaviness left, an uneasiness go away, a burden, a light lifted. There's an inner sense of liberty, freedom, and divine satisfaction and contentment when these spirits leave you. The joy of the Lord will come to you, and you will be able to rejoice tonight. The results of deliverance is righteousness, peace, joy, and the Holy Spirit, while devils are cast out. Now, some of you, I won't like to explain this because you never heard of this, but there may be different manifestations for some of you. Could be coughing, dorming, vomiting, spitting, foaming, crying, screaming, shouting, roaring, belching, and exulting, burping, laughing. These are manifestations when the demons come out. Hindrance to receive deliverance. Unforgiveness. Curses. Sin. Pride. Passivity. Ungodly soul ties. Occultism. Fear. Embarrassment. Unbelief. Lack of a desire. Unforgiveness. And lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge. We want the knowledge of God. Amen. All right, we're about to get ready to do this deliverance, and we're going to start with a prayer. I'm going to start calling out certain demons as the Holy Spirit give me utterance. Lord Jesus, I ask you to protect our families and everyone who's listening from any forms of sickness, any harm, and accidents of any of us which have been subject to by any curses, hexes, or spells. I declare these curses, hexes, and spells null and void in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If any evil spirits are sent against me, I rebuke them and send them back in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. You have been decommissioned because of Jesus of Nazareth. The name of Jesus Christ demands you, spirits, to leave all of us alone tonight. You will do no harm to anyone or anyone in this house or in their house or anyone who's listening to me. Or you will do no harm to no family member and without making any noise or disturbances. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God commands you to go straight out of these Christians tonight and go to Jesus so he can deal with you. Depart now, go quietly without any harm to anyone. Yet Michael the Archangel, when contempting about the body of the devil, the Lord says, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We rebuke him tonight through this deliverance. And we believe that all who hears this will get free from demonic spirits. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your love and your comfort of us. We thank you. I want everybody to say, I renounce them. After I say this, say, I renounce them. Do you renounce Satan and all spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God? Just say, I renounce them. Do you renounce the evil powers of this world which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God? Say, I renounce them. Now, some of you, if you're going through deliverance, you can't be going back to Reverend Pollitt, some faith walk minister talking about thy money cometh, because you're not going to maintain your deliverance. So y'all come up in here, and then you go right back to that prosperity mess, and then you call me, and you're worse than what you are before, because that's another Jesus. Stay out of these faith ministries. They're not casting out demons. You ain't going to get nothing but mess. You cannot change your life without the ministry of deliverance. Amen? Do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God? Please say you renounce them. Okay, all of you say after me, I do. Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Lord and Savior? Say, I do. Do you put your whole trust in his grace and his love? Say, I do. Do you promise to follow him and obey him as your Lord? Say, I do. Lord Jesus, thank you for sharing with us your wonderful ministry of exorcisms. Thank you for the healing that we will see and experience today. We now take this time and opportunity to ask you to forgive all of us for all of our sins so that we can get free from evil spirits. Lord, your word says in 1 John 1:9, we can confess our fault. He's just and able to forgive us from all unrighteousness. We come in the name of Jesus, and we ask that you forgive us from all unrighteousness at this particular time. Lord, we thank you that you have now cleansed us from all areas of sadness, negativity, or despair that we may have picked up in our life throughout the day. We ask that you forgive us from anger, impatience, or lust, and cleanse these evil thoughts from us and replace them with love, joy, and peace. If any evil spirits have attached themselves to any of us or to oppress us in any way, the Lord Jesus of Nazareth command you, spirits of earth, air, fire, water, and of the nether world, or of nature, to depart and to go straight to Jesus Christ for him to deal with you. Come, Holy Spirit, renew us and fill us with your power and your love. Strengthen us where we have felt weak and clothe us with the light and the righteousness of Jesus. Let the holy angels minister us and guard us on a safe night's sleep tonight, Lord. Saint Michael, the archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of Satan. May God rebuke him. We humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenlies, host by the divine power of God, cast into hell Satan and his evil spirits, who roam throughout the world, seeking to rule the souls of men. Saint Michael, come be with us tonight and to protect us. Father, in the name of Jesus, I loose myself and those who listen from all relationships that are not ordained of God, all relationships that are not of the spirit, but of the flesh, all relationships based on control, domination, manipulation, and all relationships based on loss, deception, in the name of Jesus. We all loose ourselves from these evil spirits, and we ask to be cleansed by your word tonight in deliverance. Okay, Before we start, we need to break curses. A curse does not come without a cause, Proverbs 26:2. And some of you may have having problems trying to get deliverance, and you can't because you're locked up with a curse. You have to break the curse. Nevertheless, the Lord thy God will turn a curse into a blessing, Deuteronomy 23:5. So if you feel that you have been under a curse, well, we have to break the curses because it breaks the legal right for demons to stay in you. So please repeat this after me. Heavenly Father, I repent of any sins in my life or my ancestors' lives that have resulted in a curse. I repent of all disobedience, rebellion, perversion, witchcraft, idolatry, lust, adultery, fornication, mistreatment of others, murder, cheating, lying, sorcery, divination, and occult involvement. I ask for your forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Lord Jesus of Nazareth, take authority over and break any and every curse upon my life. The Lord Jesus of Nazareth, break all curses of poverty, lack, debt, destruction, sickness, death, and vagabondism. On my mother's side, all the way back to Adam and Eve. The Lord break all curses of rejection, pride, hurt, special hurt. We break these curses of anyone who's been hurt. There's a lot of people hurt who haven't healed from relationships. The Lord said to me that there are many people going through divorces who still hasn't been healed from that. Let the Lord heal you and break these curses. I have been redeemed from the curse of the law. I exercise my faith based on Galatians 3:13. Cursed is he who hangeth on a tree. Christ became a curse that we may inherit his blessings. Okay, we're going to begin mass deliverance. Now I'm just going to call out certain spirits. I don't know who has what, but the Holy Spirit knows who has what. So I'm going to be moving around in different areas and different demons that the Holy Spirit gives me. And I pray that you will receive your deliverance. Okay, blow, just blow. You call for however the Holy Spirit have you to go through it. Believe. In Jesus' name, you shall cast out devils. Spirits means breath, air. You may blow and feel bumps. If you feel them bumps, you know, demons normally come out like that, or you may have a tremble feeling. But go through it. Let it go through. And just believe the Lord Jesus Christ. Just believe him. Believe him. Believe him, and you will get delivered. We're going to start with the spirit of worrying. Worrying, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of worrying, anxiety, fear, dread, and apprehension. There's a lot of stress on people. The spirit of stress, come out. Leave these people alone in the name of Jesus. The spirit of worrying, anxiety, and fear, come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You spirits of nervousness, tension, headache. Some people can't sleep. Some people who can't sleep, we bind every demon that's blocking our sleep. Our sleep should be peaceful. We come up against subconscious demons at night to give you bad dreams, negative dreams. We come up with voice and bouncy, demons that interfere with you trying to study scriptures. We come up against it. Spirit of nervousness. We command that you come out of those who have a spirit of nervousness, spirit of tension, spirit of headaches, spirits of nervous habit, spirits of restlessness, come out in the name of Jesus. Spirits of excitement, insomnia, roving spirit, moving around, can't get no rest. Deaf, dumb demon who block people from reading the spirit, reading the Bible. Spirit of slumber, where it puts people to sleep. Come on out, slumber. Coming out. Spirit of sensitiveness, being sensitive in your soul. Someone say the wrong thing, you boo-hoo and cry. Come on out of there. Sensitiveness, come out. Self-awareness, fear of man, fear of disapproval, come out. Come on out. Fear of judgment, fear of condemnation, fear of accusation, come out. All mental illness spirits, such as schizophrenia, split personality, double-minded man, wavering, James 1:6, come out in the name of Jesus. Spirit of insanity, spirit of madness, retardation, schizophrenia, hallucination, and paranoia, come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. All spirits of jealousy, envy, suspicion, come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Spirits of distrust, come on out in the name of Jesus. Leave them now. Fears of all kind, come out. Come out now. Go in the name of Jesus. Matthew 8:32. Go. Come out. Come on out. Spirits of confusion, come out. Spirits of frustration, being frustrated, impatience, come out. Spirit of anger, come on out, anger. Spirits of anger, spirits of forgetfulness. There's a lot of people who have spirits that's making them forget things. Come up against it and speak against Alzheimer's. It's a spirit. You don't nobody. I had a man call me and told me, well, the doctor told me in about 9 months I'll have Alzheimer's. I said, in 9 months you're going to have it because you just confessed it. Listen, to get your healing, you don't need no man telling you how long you got to live. You don't need no man telling you how many months you got before you leave this earth. Now, if you're going to put your trust in that doctor, fine. But the Bible tells me that no weapon shall form against us shall prosper, Isaiah 54:17. The Bible tells me that I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Bible tells me that death and life is in the power of the tongue. So some of you, you're going to mess your deliverance up believing what that doctor say. Now, there's a person that the doctor says gave you a diagnosis that you could never get a cure. The Bible says some medications can't cure you. That's true. Jeremiah 46:11. But the word can cure you. But all medications can't cure people. So let me give that to you, because this is why you need deliverance. You put your trust in the spirit of pharmaceutical. There's nothing wrong with medicine, but God says all of it can't cure you. And if he says it, I believe it. Jeremiah 46:11, go up into Galilee and take Balaam, O virgins, the daughter of Egypt, in vain shall thou use many medications, for thou shalt not be cured. Let's go to Isaiah 47. Come down and sit, O dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground. There is no throne, O daughter of Chaldees, for thou shalt no more be called tender and delicate. Come out, sensitive spirits. Come out, all sensitive spirits, people who are sensitive. Come on out of there. Come on out, sensitive spirits. Come on out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come out. All spirits of confusion, frustration, incoherence, come out. Spirits of forgetfulness, come out right now. Go. Go in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Please leave and go. Spirits of doubt, come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Spirits of unbelief, skepticism, come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Spirit of compromising the word of God. Spirits of confusion, spirits of forgetfulness again. There's a lot of people going through that. Come out. I'm hearing stress. Come on out, spirit of stress, spirit of worrying. Now, when you're worrying, that's sinful. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin, Romans 14:23. When the devil gets you to worry, what he's trying to get you to do is to keep your eyes off Christ and to look at your situation. If I looked at my situation right now and tell everybody what's going on in my life, I got a busted pipe. I don't have $5,000. I got to have my tenant to go to cut it off at the front until I get the money, because my pipe just busted. And I can hear the demon say, what you going to do about that? I said, I'm going to trust in the Lord. What you going to do? Leave me and go. And so I don't let them entertain me or talk to my mind. And when demons begin to try to talk to your mind, they're trying to continue to stay in you. If they're getting you to worry and they get you to look at things, the Bible says we walk not by sight, but we walk by faith, 2 Corinthians 5:7. If they can get you off faith, I guarantee you they can get right back in you. So worrying really opens up a door. Worrying is not trusting in God. And you don't want to do that. Amen? All right. You spirits of confusion, fear of man, fear of failure, all forms of occult spirits, come out of people. Anyone who dealt with spiritualism, come out. Oh, now this is for some of you great nothings. Y'all, if y'all really want to get free, you need to say goodbye. Mind idolatry, come on out. Intellectualism, slithesis, the spirit of intellectual, preaching from an intellectual perspective and not from the revelation of Christ Jesus. Pride, Leviathan, come on out. Egos, come out right now. Lying, come on out. Spirit of deceit, come on out. Spirit of vanity, come out. Come on out now in the name of Jesus. Self-righteousness, come on out. Haughtiness. Sea spirits, I'm hearing sea spirits. Spirits from the sea spirits, marine spirits, come on out now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Spirits with tentacles that brings intellectual thinking, stimulating the mind, come out in the name of Jesus. Spirits of covetousness, come on out. Spirit of greed, material loss, come out. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out. Let's go. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, coming out. Spirits of frustration, spirits of anger, intolerance, spirits of argumentativeness, come on out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Spirit of pride, spirit of ego, come out and go in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Impatience, frustration, intolerance, come on out. False burdens, come out. False responsibilities, come out. False companions, come out. Spirits of grief, spirits of sorrow, spirits of headaches, I'm hearing headaches again. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all spirits of headaches come out. A mental sickness come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Sadness and cruelty come out. Spirits of tiredness make a person tired all the time. Even if you have energy, just get tired. Spirit of escape through alcoholism, come on out. Escape through sleep, come on out. Spirits of laziness, come on out. All forms of sickness, all diseases, come out. All diseases of herpes, AIDS, gonorrhea, cancer, come out. Come on out, cancer. Cancer, come on out. High blood pressure, come on out of there. Go. Emotional depression, come on out. Restlessness, come on out in the name of Jesus. Putting pressure to make a person sin, demons. Come on out. That put pressure on people. Come on out. Come on out. Gossip spirits, come out. Criticism spirits. Spirit of racism, come out. Spirit of racism, come out. Spirits of mockery, come out in the name of Jesus. Spirits of mockery, come out in the name of Jesus. Spirits of nicotine, spirits of drugs, alcohol spirits, come out. All forms of medication that you depend on, that's addictive, come out. Spirit of pharmaceutical, come on out. Now, there are some people that's dealing with some serious issues with gluttony. A lot of people eat for enjoyment and for escape, but that's another way the devil can attack your body. Spirits of gluttonous, nervousness, compulsive eating, come out. Spirits of frustration, come out. Spirits of self-pity, come on out, self-pity. Come on out. Let's go. Leave them now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Spirits of accusation, self-hatred, self-condemnation, condemning yourself. Stop doing that. There's not no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. All things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose and will. Romans 8:28. You spirit of guilt, leave these people alone. Come on out. Come on out, condemnation, shame, unworthiness. Come on out. Spirit of embarrassment, come out. Now, the next spirits are very, very difficult to get out. It takes a lot of grace. It's connected with pleasure. It's a very powerful, powerful, powerful spirit. This spirit is very vicious. Sexual impurity, come on out. Lust, fantasy lust, masturbation, homosexuality, lesbianism, come on out, adultery, fornication, harlotry, exposure, come on out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Anyone who's been associated with cults such as Jehovah's Witness, Christian Science, Rosicrucianism, Unitism, Mormonism, come on out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If any of you have tapped with the occult, such as Ouija board, palm reading, handwriting analysis, come on out. ESP, hypnosism, come out. Let's go in the name of Jesus. Horoscopes, zodiac signs, denounce it. You ain't no such thing as no Gemini. They had me as a Gemini, too. Oh, you have two personalities, and I sure did because I had schizophrenia. I said had. Religious spirits, ritualism, come on out of there. Formalism, Catholicism, Baptist doctrine that's not of the Bible, doctrine error, come out. Come on out of there in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Spirit guides, necromancy, speaking to the dead, come on out of there. False religion, Buddhism, Zenism, another Jesus, T.D. Jakes, come on out. Another Jesus, T.D. Jakes, come out. Come on out, T.D. Jakes, Creflo Dollar doctrine that's not of God, prosperity doctrine that's nowhere in the Bible that says that. There's nowhere in the Bible that says there's a prosperity ministry. Above all, I wish your soul prosper even as you prosper. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Strictly a lie, and I don't teach that, and don't come with me with that mess because I don't teach it. This is why people are messed up now because of pastors like that. Deal with the demons. Get people free. Set the captives free. That's what we're supposed to do. All right, in areas of schizophrenia, come on out of that double mind man. Come on out. Two minds, two personalities. Come out. Coming out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Spirits of rebellion, come on out. Spirits of unsubmissiveness. Some people want to be, women want to be married, but they don't know how to submit, so they won't be able to submit to their husband. You're supposed to submit to your husband. I had one lady tell me, I ain't submitting to nothing. I said, well, the Bible says, wives, submit yourself unto the husband. Husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church. There's a lot of women with Jezebel spirits. Most of it happens when they never had a father figure, been all the way around women, watching women run everything. Now, I'm not against equal liberty with women, but spiritually, there's a divine order. Me personally, I do not set up under female pastors. I won't do it. But a female pastor can be a pastor under man, which Sister Durden has, but independent from a man, that's against headship. There ain't nothing but the devil. That violates the Bible. Study the order of God in 1 Corinthians 10, which is a different conversation. So let me go to this because I'll start teaching that, and I don't want to drift. Spirits of defensiveness, always being defensive when someone talking to you. Come on out of them. Spirits of unteachableness, come out. Argumentative spirits, come out. Ouija boards, I'm seeing here in Ouija boards, come on out. Charming, table-tapping spirits, come out. Light as a feather, come out. Palm reading, come out. Crystal balls, come on out. Automatic handwriting analysis, come out. Halloween spirits, come on out of there. Native spirits, come out. Reading tea leaves and coffee grinds and dip wax, come on out. Someone here is a member of Skull and Bones. You need to renounce that. You went to Harvard. You are listening to me in Boston, Massachusetts. Man, you need to come out of that. That's death. You need to break that spirit of death and come out of that stuff. Spirits of seances, white magic, black magic and green magic, also charismatic witchcraft from pastors who control people, come out. Fortune telling, come out. Visionary dreams, come on out. Spell books, secret oath, come out. Remote viewing, tarot cards, come on out of there. Come out in the name of Jesus. Mad at God, come on out. Come on out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Anybody dealt with meditating without the word of God, open up doors to yoga, come on out. Transcendental meditation, come out. Martial art meditation, come out. Psychotraumatry, come out. Voodoo, come out. Visualizers, guides, come out. Pyramid powers, come out. Holistic health practice, spirit of perfection. Someone trying to be a perfectionist, just perfect yourself. You can't do that. You're human. All have sinned. You're not Jesus. So come on out. Holistic health practice, come out. Mind control, come out. Come on out. Come on out. Let's go right now. Spirit guides, leave now. Parapsychology, come out. I Ching, come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. telekinesis coming out, numerology come out, false tongues come out, ESP, biofeedback, come out now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Addiction to food, come out. Sleep aids, come out. Addiction to sex, come on out in the name of Jesus. Once that spirit come out, you have to crucify the flesh. Workaholism, just work. Come on out of there. A spending spirit. There's a lot of women that get money, just spend it so fast, it's a spending spirit. Come on out of there. Come on out. Tobacco, come on out. Let's go. Come on out, tobacco. Video games of violence, come out in the name of Jesus. Compulsive eating disorder, come on out. Someone has bulimia, come out of her in the name of Jesus. Come on out. All spirits that deal with the mind by daydreaming, come out. Memory gaps and loss of the memory, come out. MDM, multiple personality disorder, come out. Spirits of confusion, come out. Spirits of distraction, come out. Autism, come on out. All demons who open up the door by watching horror movies, come out now. Pornography, powerful spirit, come on out. All of them are powerful spirits. I don't just like to use one spirit, a sin, and just ride on it. To me, all of it is sinful. Murder, unforgiveness, self-harm, cutting yourself, suicide, come on out. Spirit of suicide, come out. If you made any black pacts with the Satanist organization, you're going to have to renounce them by blood, human sacrifice, and break the covenant and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Are there any Satanists that's here that needs deliverance? Please contact me at 678-701-3733. Vanity, spirit of vanity, spirit of stealing, gossip spirits, come out. Criticism, stubbornness, come on out now in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. All cursing spirits, come out. You spirit of fear, leave them alone again. You spirit of heaviness, leave them alone. Go. Spirits of nightmare, somebody having problems when they sleep. Also, someone is getting attacked sexually by incubus and succubus. Come on out. All incubus and succubus spirits, come out. Onan spirit, come on out. Onan, Genesis 38:9. Masturbation, come out. Stress, spirits of anxiety. Spirits of anxiety, come on out. Worrying spirit, lack of trust, come on out in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Come on, leave them out. Depression and paranoia, come out. Leave these people. Leave these children of God. Come on out. Come on out. Doubt, suspicion, worthlessness, come on out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Spirits of rage, come out. Spirits of frustration, come out. Envy, come out. Spirits of competition, come out. Spirit of strife, revenge, and unforgiveness. You can't get no healing unless you forgive. So y'all really, if you ain't forgave nobody, ain't nothing coming out until you forgive. Y'all got to forgive people. Spirit of hatred, bitterness, spirit of jealousy, come out. I invoke the death curse. I speak to Putin. Putin, I invoke death curse on you. I invoke the death curse on you as an apostle based on 2 Kings 23:24-25. You die. Die, Putin. Death on you. Die. Spirits of grief, excess mourning, spirits of self-pity and hurt, come out. Spirits of sorrow, come out. Spirits of bitterness, come out. Come on out. Defensiveness, overbearing, got to have the last word. Somebody here got to have the last word. Y'all argued, you had the last word, come out. Some can't be corrected. Some of y'all can't even be corrected by a pastor. You avoid running for correction. You don't want to be corrected. You know you done something wrong. Man, y'all need to deal with that. Make it easy for your pastors because they're there to help. They're not there to hurt. And if they don't do minister deliverance, then you need to lead them and find your pastor that can. Spirit of pride. Come on out of them people. Come on out of pride. Controlling spirit. Come on out. Boastfulness. Defensiveness. Overbearing. Come on out. Come on out right now. Eastern stars, y'all got to rebuke that. Can't be a Christian and be an Eastern star. Can't be a Christian and be a Freemason. Can't be a Christian and be a rainbow girl. Can't be a Christian with Aryan Nation. Can't be a Christian with the Daughter of Nile. Can't be a Christian with Dolly Molly. Can't be a Christian with the Ku Klux Klan. Can't be a Christian with the Shriners. Can't be a Christian with Jove's Daughters. Can't be a Christian with skinhead neo-Nazi. Come on out. Come on out right now in the name of Jesus. You religious spirits, oh, all of you demons, Mormonism, we renounce you and come out. Church of God, we renounce you. Scientology, we renounce you. Rosicrucianism, we renounce you. Theosophy, we renounce you. Ben-Hinduism, we renounce you. Eckendorf, we renounce you. Atheism, Antichrist spirit, we renounce you. Come out. Courses of Miracles, Druids religion, come on out. We renounce you. Unification Church of God, we renounce you. The Church of Unification, Reverend Sun Yun Moon, we renounce you. Ubiism, Maccabism, Camelism, we renounce you. Church of Satan, we renounce you. Christian Science, we renounce you. Sraga Babugism, we renounce you. Hare Krishna, we renounce you. The Way International, we renounce you. Mythology, we renounce you. Kabbalism, we renounce you. Rastafarianism, we renounce you. Jehovah Witness, we renounce you. Centeria, which is a mixture of Roman Catholic and Voodoo in Haiti, very popular in Haiti, we renounce you. Islam, we renounce you. Unity, we renounce you. Science of the Mind, we renounce you. Spiritualism, we renounce you. Voodoo, we renounce you. Hinduism, we renounce you. Science of Creative Intelligence, TM, we renounce you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We renounce all spirits that have the desire for Antichrist to go against Christ. We renounce you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come up against you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come up against succubus, demonic spirits, sexual intercourse with a female. Succubus spirits, come out. Come on out. Incubus, demons, sexual intercourses with a male. Come out. Come out. We renounce rooms right now that's feeling very cold. Come on out of there. Leave her alone. The altered state of consciousness. Come on out. Come on out. All abuse, emotional abuse, we ask that the healing of Christ bring forth healing to those who've been hurt in the name of Jesus. We ask that the healing power of Christ compels you. The power of Brother John, can you hear me?
Hello?
I can't hear you. Hello, testing 1, 2, 3.
Can you hear me now?
Lord have mercy.
Can you hear me
I
now?
I got the devil. Yes, I just got knocked off the air by the enemy.
Yeah, I figured something like that happened. Just went dead.
Yeah, I'm just back on alive, and the devil is a lie. That deliverance was doing good. A lot of people was getting free. Satan, you're a liar. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the truth is not in you. I will do this tomorrow. Out of nowhere, my lights just shut down out of nowhere and came right back on. I was barely getting through, and bam. These demons ain't no joke, man.
I know. I figured that's what happened when everything went out like that. And then I look at my TV and everything else. I ran down, the TV still on, so I knew it wasn't me. It wasn't some wire in this neighborhood. So I said, it's him. Yeah.
Okay, Dr. Thumpman, you still in the room. Okay, we got a couple of minutes. Brother John, Dr. Thumpman says, good evening.
Good evening.
Emmanuel Williams. He says tongues have ceased. And you told him earlier he would challenge you. It says it has ceased. He wants scriptural reference. Don't come talking to him, churchy, churchy. He needs scriptures. You have the mic.
Okay, again, good evening, sir. Be glad to share with you. Okay, I was raised up just like you guys. I don't know if you're Methodist, Baptist, or what, but in my theology, tongue has seats and all that crap, and that's all I heard my whole time. So I want to share the word of God with you. Let me catch my breath a minute, because I just ran up 3 flights of stairs. Okay, tongue has not ceased. If you have your Bible, I ask that you turn to 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, verses 8, 9, and 10. 1 Corinthians, chapter 13, verses 8 through 10. And it reads as follows. It says, charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. whether there be tongues, they shall cease. And whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. These are three gifts of the Spirit that the Word of God emphasizes. Now, let me tell you. Let me break it down to you. It talks about prophecy, tongues, knowledge. Okay? Prophecy. Prophecy is nothing but a special gift that enables we believers to bring a word or revelation directly from God under the impulse, what, of the Holy Spirit to do what? To strengthen us, to encourage us, or comfort a person or group of people at a particular time. That's prophecy. God may use you to go to the hospital to talk to Sister So-and-so and say, honey, I know what you've been told, this and blah, blah, but, you know, I'm here on a mission from the Lord. Don't you worry. You're going to be all right. And blah, 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 blah. He might give you words of encouragement, you see. Then not only that, but he may send the pastor or one of the saints in the church to go talk to that person and strengthen that person because that person is led by the Lord, not led by what I'm going to say. Let me see what I'm going to say. I'm going to say that. That sounds good. None of that crap. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about being led by the Holy Spirit. Prophecy is being led by the Holy Spirit. It's a special gift that enables a believer like us to bring a word or revelation directly from God under what? Under the impulse of the Holy Spirit, not under the impulse of what they got. What I say, that sounds good. No, under the impulse of the Holy Spirit to do what again? To strengthen that individual, to encourage that individual, or to comfort a person or group of people at a particular time. Then we have the other gift called tongues. Now listen at this. It says, tongues involves the human spirit in the mingling of praying for ourselves or others under the direct influence of the Holy Spirit. What I'm trying to say is, when you go in Shakata, that's not your mind. That's the Holy Spirit. So you may be a prophet, you may be a priest or whatever, a mighty woman, man of God, and God may want to speak to somebody and have you to get up and speak in faith because you received the gift of tongues. So you may be led by the Holy Spirit to get up and be the pastor. I might be the pastor. Pastor, folks, I was just about to give a benediction, but the Lord got something to say to somebody. And then everybody, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, pastor. And next thing you know, he's going, sikitia ne ketapala so, kalapahaya no hi ne elia pa, so koti ne hekitia ma. And what that Holy Spirit is doing is talking in tongues, and then he's going to give two, always two, just in case one kind of misunderstood. It's always two people get the interpretation, and then they will give the interpretation what it says. Now listen at this. But the tongues involves a human spirit intermingling, praying for ourselves, like me. Sometimes I say, Lord, I'm saying the same thing over and over and over, and I sure want to, I need some prayer. I ask the Holy Spirit to intercede for me in the name of Jesus because I'm hurting, I need these decisions, I'm having these problems, and you say, okay, Holy Spirit, and you go, shakatapa, ne. You got the Holy Spirit interceding for you. Let me say this again. Tongues involves what? The human spirit intermingling, praying for ourselves, others under the direct what? Influence of the Holy Spirit. Not your mind, but under the influence of the Holy Spirit. And it's a part, in other words, what I'm saying is, it's a part from activity of the human mind. Then you have the other gift. You had prophecy. That's when God used you, sir, some Christians, to go somewhere and share what he wants you to say, kind of a thing. And then the tongues come in. It serves two purposes. One, when you just don't know what to pray about, but you know you need to pray, or you need some help in your prayer, and then the Holy Spirit, I give it over to you. In the name of Jesus, please intercede for me because you know my needs, you know my hurts, you know exactly what I'm all about, and I don't want my old human mind to be involved with this. So Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, please intercede for me. And then you say, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And then you say, no, So tongues involves the human spirit interblinging, praying for ourselves. I need prayers, Lord. I don't know what I'm saying. You know my needs. You know my hurt and everything else. So I'm asking the Holy Spirit to intercede for me. And you say, Holy Spirit, take over. In Jesus' name. And you be praying by the leading of the Holy Spirit. And guess what? By you praying in tongues, the Holy Spirit praying for you, you are praying, and this is a prayer that does not involve your human mind at all. Now, we talked about the prophecy, and then the tongues, and then the third one. It says knowledge. This is an utterance inspired by the Holy Spirit that reveals knowledge about people, knowledge about circumstances, knowledge about biblical truth. Let me say that again. When you use the gift of knowledge by the Holy Spirit, what does it do? It says it is inspired by the Spirit that reveals y'all knowledge about people, about circumstances, of biblical truth. Now, the purposes for these gifts to manifest the grace, the power, and the love of the Holy Spirit among the people in their public gathering, in their homes, in their families, and in their individual lives. So God has three ways to communicate with us, because when he comes back here, then we won't need it anymore, because he would be in our presence and he can talk to us, and he can talk with everybody regardless of what your background is or what your foreign language is. Everybody will understand what he's saying. But right now, you know, the pastor's not perfect. You know, the deacon's not perfect. And he still want to relate messages. He want to give them knowledge. So he used it in three ways, the three ways I call communication. The first one, as I said, was prophecy, right? And prophecy is given by the impulse of the Holy Spirit to strengthen us, to encourage us, or to comfort a person or a group of people at particular times. So if you don't know everything like that, so God used prophecy. He may use you, sir, to go to the hospital and prophesy to that individual, or even prophesy to your own family. So cut that out. What the law said is this, honey. And then you blah, 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 blah. And then there's the ones who got the tongues, and tongues serve two purposes. One, like me, sometimes I pray so much, Lord, I don't know. I need prayer, but you know my needs. You know my hurts. You know my sufferings. You know everything about me. You know my weaknesses. Would you pray for me, please, Holy Spirit? Okay, Johnson. Please, Lord. The next thing I know, I say, okay, Lord, Holy Spirit, I'm going to pray in faith because I know you're going to intercede for me. And then I say, Ishikata Marukata. And I may go an hour, 2 hours. So the Holy Spirit is interceding for me. And then God may use me to speak tongues for somebody. It's like if I was sitting up in a church. I remember one time I was sitting in a church. It was a mixed white and black. And I just felt led to speak in tongues, and I was whispering a little. I go, Ishikatapa. The lady touched me and said, sir, excuse me for interrupting, but I didn't know you were French. You don't look French to me. I said, no, I'm African-American. She said, well, you were speaking to me. Where did you learn it? I said, I was speaking in tongues. She said, oh, yeah, that's right. This is one of these churches. You were mentioning me, and I was praying about my mother, and you shared some wonderful words to me about my mom. The Holy Spirit spoke through you. So tongues is when you want the Holy Spirit to pray for you yourself, because because he knows your needs and your hurts. And then you might be in the cab like me one day, and I'm going to Puerto Rico when I was in the military, and I was sitting in the back of the cab, and then all of a sudden I felt led to pray, and I'm going, Yannicka, and then I started speaking in Spanish, you know. God stopped and turned around and said, sir, you look African American. You one of us? I go, no, not really. You know, I said, I'm African American. She said, you were talking about dear, not my son. My mother's in the hospital, and I was praying to the Lord deliver her, you know, and make her well again. And you were saying, you was talking to me and telling me not to worry, that she's in my hands, sir. And so I thank you. So you got prophecy, God speak to you, any saintly person who can hear the Lord and give words of encouragement and strength to somebody. He may speak to us through knowledge, and that's when he would inspire you by the Holy Spirit to reveal certain things about people, whether you're being ripped off or this person being no good to you, this person hanging around you because of your reputation and everything else. Knowledge, he'll give you information about people, about circumstances, and biblical truth, the tongues of seeds kind of a thing. And the Holy Spirit said, that's a lie, that's false teaching, you know. So I want to end in this. The purpose of tongues, to manifest the grace, the power, the love of the Holy Spirit among the people in their what? Public gathering, like churches and stuff, or homes, families, and individual lives. Also, another purpose for these gifts, to make the preaching, teaching of the gospel effective by giving supernatural confirmation to the message teaching. Because you may have all your written script and everything else. You might have done it Monday, rewrote it Tuesday, redid the thing Wednesday, redid it Thursday, Friday, you know, kind of a thing. So God said, no, I'm stepping in. Yes. So he said, help you. The purpose of it is to make the preaching, the teaching of the gospel effective by giving supernatural confirmation to the message teaching. Supernatural confirmation, that's me while you write and everything else, and the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you, and you get to church and you're, Pastor, you ain't never talk like that. That was one. It's like you just know me personally. And you had whole choir, everybody crying their hearts out because you being led. Then the last one. When you say, well, when tongue going to cease? Well, if you look at verses 9 and 10, it says this, for we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, meaning Jesus, then that which is in part shall be done away, fully understood. Spiritual gifts such as prophecy, tongues, and knowledge will cease at the end of this age. That time is described as when that which is perfect come. And Jesus said, who is perfect, John? Who's perfect with you, Lord? Well, read it again. Say, spiritual gifts such as prophecy, tongues, and knowledge, because that's the way he and the Holy Spirit communicate with us. Spiritual gifts such as prophecy, tongues, and knowledge will cease end of this age. That time is described as when that which is perfect come, Jesus, at the end of history, when the believer's knowledge and character becomes perfect after Christ's second coming. And I'm going to close with this. The scripture, 1 Corinthians says this in chapter 14, verse 22. Wherefore, tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. You know, like you say, I don't believe in this, and I don't believe it. Well, when you hear somebody going, Shikiti and Nakatopo, you say, my Lord, this stuff is really real. Because we believers, we know it. So sometimes God has us speak in tongues, so the person who don't believe, no tongue has faith, they would believe. Let me say this again. 1 Corinthians 14, 22. Wherefore, tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe, but to them that believe not, N-O-T. But prophecy, that's when God may have you to say something. Go tell this person that. Go tell these people that. Preach this. Teach that. So prophecy is for the believers. And it goes on as this, says this. Wherefore, tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. But prophecy serveth not for them that believeth not, but for them which believe. So we can prophesy because we believe God will use us. Lord says, you're going to be well, and the Lord says, this is going to happen to you. The Lord says, you're going to get this. The Lord says, that's the believers who really believe, and you believe. So tongues, when I ain't all tongues, then tongues dead. Yes, what the word says, 1 Corinthians 14, 22, wherefore tongues are for a sign not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. Because when you hear a person speaking tongues, oh, my God, this stuff is really real. And then I got the last scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 39. It says, wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy and forbid not to speak with tongues. Wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy and forbid not to speak with tongues. Finally, we need the Holy Spirit and his gift in our churches. There is no indication here or elsewhere in Scripture that the manifestation of the Holy Spirit through his gift would cease at the end of the first area. God bless you.
That was very, very well done, Brother John. Air code 904, how can we help you? I'm sorry we got knocked off the air. But the thank the Lord. The Lord saved the video, and it went to the YouTube. It went to our Facebook. 904, how can we help you?
Hi, my name is Curtis.
Okay.
I'm looking for prayer and deliverance. I'm just been dealing with pornography and masturbation and homosexual in the past.
Okay. Okay. All right. Are you born again and saved?
I'm a backslider, but I know I have not been doing what I've been supposed to do, you know, with Christ.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay.
I'm a backslider.
Okay.
I just be doing what I want to do. It's like
that's
when
rebellion.
People pray for me, it's mm-hmm. like a stiff neck or a disobedience. To
mm-hmm.
what God told me to do, or I still do what I want to do.
Okay. Chapman Durden.
Uh-huh.
Can you give me Acts 7:51 and 2 Chronicles 30, verse 8, please?
Acts chapter 16, verse what?
Acts 7:51.
Acts 7:51, okay. All right, Acts 7:51 says this. Well, 1 second. Let's put my glasses on now.
7:51, please.
Yeah, okay. Acts 7:51. It reads as follows. Hath not my hand
that's
made
not
all these...
Hold on, I got my glasses.
I don't have my glasses.
Okay, you should have told me that earlier, and it's okay. I thought you ever had the scriptures. Okay, Acts 7:51 says, "Ye stiff neck and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost. As your fathers did, so do you." Sir, that's generational that you're dealing with. If 2 Chronicles, get better to see. Thank you, Lord. Sorry about that, but John, I thought you had your glasses on.
Yes, sir.
Okay. 2 Chronicles 30, verse 8. Now, be ye not stiff-necked as your fathers were, but yield yourselves to the Lord and enter into his sanctuary, which he has sanctified forever, and serve the Lord your God, that the fierceness of his wrath may turn away from you. Sir, I want you to repeat this after me. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Now, you got to say this not because I'm telling you to say this. You got to say this because you want to get saved. God says he's married to the backslider. So I want you to say this.
Yes, I want you to repent.
Right, and I want you to promise me that you come in this room every night and get the word and set up under here. You need a church. You've been running from church to church to church. You got to stop doing that.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You got to come up under here. Well, you don't have to, but the Lord has said me to tell you, set up under here so I can get to know you and see you in here. And once we get the word in you, then we can deal with some demons. But we're going to deal with some of them tonight. But you need to come and set up in here on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays and listen to the word. And listen to livedeliverance.com. There's a lot of teaching on here. We are apostolic. We're trying to teach people. We ain't trying to take folks' money. We're not in here for that. So,
yes, sir.
When you say this prayer, you got to really mean it. Do you have the Holy Spirit?
No, sir.
Okay, do you want the Holy Spirit?
Yes, sir.
Chaplain Durden?
Yes. Huh?
Chaplain John Durden?
Yes.
Go ahead on and lead him to the Lord and get him the Holy Ghost. Pastor Durden's going to lead you to the Lord, and he's going to get you're going to get tongues right now. Go ahead, Chaplain Durden. My man.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What I'm going to do now, I'm going to talk. Let's see how it sounds for a couple of minutes. So,
first,
and then I'm going to ask
first,
you.
First, lead him to the Lord
okay,
first.
Oh,
he was a backslider.
All right. Say this with me, sir. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
In the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
In the name of Jesus Nazareth,
your son, I pray that you forgive me of all my sins,
that you will forgive me of all of my sins,
known and unknown. I respectfully give myself to you. Body, soul, and spirit.
Guide me for the Holy Spirit.
Body,
body, soul,
body,
and spirit.
By the Holy
body.
Spirit.
No, no. Body, like your body. Body, body, B-O-D-Y.
Body.
Soul.
Soul.
And spirit.
And spirit.
I receive you now.
I receive you now.
As my Lord and Savior.
As my Lord and Savior.
And I promise, Father God.
And I promise, Father God.
That I will follow you the rest of my life.
That I will follow you for the rest of my life.
I thank you for the sacrificial death of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
I thank you for the sacrificial death of my Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Father God.
Thank you, Father God,
for your mercy and your grace.
For new mercy
and your grace.
And a new grace.
And your grace.
And your grace.
Thank you for forgiving me.
Thank you for forgiving me.
And giving me new life.
And giving me new life.
By the Spirit of the living God.
The Spirit of the living God.
In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I pray.
In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
And amen.
God bless you. Now, it seems you're having some problems hearing me. I don't know what the difficulty is. But I'm going to pray with you and ask the Holy Spirit to bless you with the gift of speaking in tongues. Now, you have to listen to me, and you got to follow my instructions. I see there's some static, because when I speak to you, you respond several seconds later. So I don't know if you'd be following me correctly or not, but I'm going to try. And I'm
Hang on, wait a minute. Sir, can you hear? Hey, no, we're going
to
do it. Can you hear him, sir?
Yes, sir.
Do you have any music in your background? Any noise?
No,
you
sir.
At? Okay. All right.
No,
go ahead,
sir.
Brother John.
This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to speak in tongues for you, and I'm going to speak a couple of those sentences, and you just listen, okay, for a while. And then I'm going to come back and pray in tongues again, and you're going to repeat what I say, okay? And then the third time, I'm going to start speaking in tongues, and I'm going to stop, and you keep on going. So I want you to repeat everything I say, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I want you to repeat everything, so I'll make the sentences short since it's kind of difficult and you're hearing me. So I want you to just repeat what I'm saying. Okay, get ready now. 1, 2, 3, 4, here we go. Eshekirianda.
Eshekirianda.
Yeah, Eshekirianda.
Eshekirianda.
Wow.
Yeah. La parahita. La parahita.
La parahita. La
parahita.
Eshekirianda. Eshekirianda.
Now, this time I'm going to pray. You repeat me, and I stop. You keep on going, okay?
Yes, sir.
Now, you can do it. Now, the Holy Spirit is going to have you to keep on going. See, what I'm going to do, I'm going to say, kati nukuta para kati, and you can be saying, tata kuta pari, and then I'm going to stop, shut up, and you keep on going. Don't you shut up. You just keep on going, and the Holy Spirit will take over and have you to finish speaking in tongues, okay? So
yes,
when
sir.
I stop, I want you to repeat what I'm saying. Then I'm going to stop. But when I stop, you don't stop. You keep on going. The Holy Spirit is going to take over and have you speaking out of your spirit. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Now, don't think you make it up something. Oh, I can't hear him no more. Yeah, stop. I'm going to stop, too. Don't stop. If I go, and then I'm going to say, yeah, take up. Don't stop like that, but you keep on going. You go, you just keep right on going. The Holy Spirit is going to have you helping you, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and speak to me as fast as you can. Don't let 2 minutes go by before you say, yes, sir, happy one, we are cut off. So when I say, okay, you say, okay. When I say, okay, don't wait for a minute. They go, oh, okay. I want you to respond immediately. Now, I want you to repeat what I'm saying, and I'm going to stop.
Okay.
Okay, all right, here we go. Repeat what I say. And I'm going to say it, keep repeating what I say. And then one time, I'm just going to stop altogether. But you keep on going. Don't you fear me? Well, I can't hear. I don't know what he said. Uh-uh. You keep on going. The Holy Spirit will be telling you what to say. What did I say? The Holy Spirit will keep you speaking, right?
Okay.
All right, don't think you sound stupid. You're not stupid. You're speaking in tongues. You're speaking a language you don't know. But when I stop, I'm going to say, go on. And you just keep on going. Who's going to tell you what to say?
Okay.
Do I need to repeat that? I understand. You understand me?
Yes, sir. Okay.
Oh, all right. Now I want you to repeat what I'm saying. Then I'm gonna say go, and then you keep on speaking. All right.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Repeat what I'm saying now. Eshekataba.
Eshekapapa.
Urianta kapala.
Oyuya kapala.
Elikutumiyama.
Ekuliyutinaka.
Now, I'm going to say one little word, and I'm going to stop. You keep on going, because you won't hear me then. You keep on going. And don't say, I'm just making that up. You're not making it up. You're speaking what the Holy Spirit wants you to speak. Don't let that thought go in your head. I don't hear him no more. I don't know what he's saying. That's because the Holy Spirit is ready to speak through you. So when I stop, that means the Holy Spirit say, get your tail on and speak on, okay?
Okay.
All right. Can you respond to me a little quicker than that? When
Rajan,
I told you,
that's spiritual. That's spiritual. Keep going. That's spiritual.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Now I'm going to speak in tongues one more time, and I'm going to say go, and then you speak. All right. Now, repeat what I'm saying. Eshekadiyana ba.
Eshekinikala papa.
La hariyama. Now go.
Eshekinikala papa.
Keep going.
Don't stop.
Now you keep doing that, and I'll call you. I'm going to call you after I get off air, but stay doing that. Keep doing that, and I'll call you in 10 minutes. You keep doing
yes,
that.
Sir.
Right. Because he's going to expand it. You're going to expand it. You can be saying some more sentences, okay? Keep on going.
Yes, sir.
But
keep
you don't
on
have
going.
The Holy Spirit going to have you getting bigger and bigger and bigger. The sentences start getting longer as opposed to you saying the same thing over and over, but that's the beginning. And God going to expand it. So you just keep on. Before you know it, you'll be saying, Chokotokobo, and then you'll be going, and you'll be saying all kind of other sentences, okay? Don't stop.
Yes, sir.
God bless
God
you.
Loves
I'm going to call
you.
God loves you, brother. You got tongues. I'm going to call you as soon as I get off air because I got to register. Would you like to be a member of Live Deliverance?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, you're a member. I'll call you as soon as I get off air.
Yes, sir.
God bless you. God loves you. You received a miracle today. And God, the Lord got you speaking in tongues. It's about receiving the power, and you need that in your life. I'll call you back when I get off air.
Yes, what's sir. His name, so I can...
What's your name, sir?
What's your name, sir?
Curtis Cadet.
Curtis Cadet.
Yes.
Yes, sir, Curtis Cadet.
Like he's in the military. Amen. Uh-huh.
Okay, God bless you. I'll call you as soon as I get off air.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, Brother John, thank you so much for participating
thank
with us.
I'm just I'm trying to serve the Lord. Trying to serve the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank Brother Paul. I got everything on air. The sermon did not drop. Lights went out in Jamaica, came right back on. By the way, one of my neighbors said, we know you teaching deliverance in there because when your lights turn off, ours all stay on. They saw it. They said, we know what you in there doing. You know, the people that got used to seeing manifestations. I tell you, this gives me joy to see people speak in tongues, to see people get delivered tonight and how the devil tried to block it. And God kept this thing on air, even with my internet down, sent it to the Facebook, and I got it on air. I thank God. I want everybody to please sow a seed here and help me out. Sow a seed. We are in deep need with financial resources at this ministry. Go to www.livedeliverance.com and go on the lower left-hand side of PayPal and give what God put in your heart. That's it for tonight.
Hey, call me back.